Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
My response to Joe and Kamala is very simple. You can't lead America if you don't love Americans.
Former President Donald Trump says he's standing up for his supporters after President Joe Biden called them garbage. Seeking to clarify a comment to voting rights group Voto Latino, Biden said his use of the word was a reference to comedian Tony Hinchcliffe calling Puerto Rico an island of garbage at Trump's Sunday rally. Less than a week before Election Day, Republicans are condemning Biden's comments as an unpresidential attack on half the country. Karine Jean-Pierre is the White House press secretary.
It doesn't matter if you live in a red state. It doesn't matter if you live in a blue state. He has said this himself. I have said it on his behalf. He believes that he's a president for all.
Democrats charge Trump supporters are trying to change the subject from the toxic rhetoric at the former president's Madison Square Garden event, which has enraged Latino and immigrant rights organizations. Barbara Lopez with Make the Road Connecticut says those comments aren't just false, they're dangerous.
Immigrants, including Latinos, contribute every day to the growth, resilience, and richness of this country. Yet time and time again, we see politicians like Trump use fear as a tactic of division and for their political gain, targeting our communities with hate and violence.
Meanwhile, Florida is expecting high voter turnout, and election officials say they're overcoming damage from Hurricanes Helene and Milton to be ready. Nearly a third of the county's adjusted polling places, ballot drop boxes, and vote-by-mail procedures. Dave Ramba leads Florida Supervisors of Elections Association.
We worked with the governor's office on individual counties, both on relocating some polling places inside the deadline that currently exists in law, but also allowing for some extension of time for early voting.
The Supreme Court will let Virginia purge 1,600 voters whose citizenship is in question from voter rolls. A lower court ruled many were actual citizens who made paperwork errors, and the purge is too close to the election. Non-citizen registration and voting are extremely rare. A Georgia cleanup just found 20 non-citizens out of 8 million names. Critics of Project 2025 say it'll raise energy costs for consumers by undoing marquee Biden investments in renewables. They say the right-wing roadmap for a second Trump term would cost Nevada households an extra $230 a year by 2030. Stephen Lassiter builds solar arrays in Las Vegas and says Nevada residents are proud to lead on renewables.
The federal policies that support solar energy development have been a key backbone and driver to help Nevada achieve that milestone. Taking away those policies would potentially, for that reason, hurt Nevada more than any other state.
Trump has also promised to undo support for electric vehicles and falsely claims that Vice President Kamala Harris would force people to switch. But Kate Kruk with the New York State Capital District Electric Vehicle Association says dramatically lower fuel costs mean that transition is baked in, no matter who wins.
The ship has sailed, and I think we're ready to move forward, especially knowing that the United States can be and should be a leader in e-mobility and technology.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.